Behold, now is the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Venerable religious, dear parishioners, these words sound as clearly and loudly as a huge bell ringing. Now is the time to make the spiritual difference. Of course, we need to do this throughout our lives, really every day of our lives. But remember, God gives us Lent every year. The church gives us Lent as a spiritual boost and a spiritual restarter, as an opportunity to do more of those things that we need to do throughout our lives. The penance, the prayer, the works of charity. We need to see ourselves as the people of Nineveh did, who had that doom hanging over their heads. In 40 days, Nineveh will be destroyed. And the church puts the Ninevites before our eyes every Ash Wednesday, reminds us we too have doom hanging over our heads. But we have the same spiritual tools and means available to us that make such a difference. Now is the time to willingly do our penance, to willingly do our extra prayer, willingly do our extra charity, which covereth a multitude of sins, as St. Peter reminds us. And we have to have that full faith and confidence that it does make a difference. Remember, ultimately, the world's problems are spiritual ones. Yes, there are political problems, economic problems, temporal problems, but at the root of it, it's the spiritual problems, and that's where it has to be addressed especially. When Our Lady came at Fatima in 1917, the worst war that had ever happened in the history of the world was going on, and Our Lady did not call for better armaments. She didn't call for more political achievements, more diplomatic efforts. What did she say? We know the answer. We've heard it time and time again. Pray the rosary for peace. By saying that, Our Lady was reminding us that the problems, again, are ultimately spiritual problems. And the world is having so many problems because it has rejected God in so many ways. It has rejected his church. And yes, that includes Vatican II, which rejected traditional teachings of the Catholic Church, which were faithfully transmitted before Vatican II down through the centuries to us. So this, we are paying the price. We're witnessing what happens when God's plan is rejected. War is a punishment for sin. Little Jacinta said at Fatima, how true that is. It reminds me of what the inimitable Chesterton said. Christianity has not been tried and found wanting. Rather, it has been found hard and not tried. The Catholic faith isn't easy. Our Lord didn't come to teach us the easy way. But it is the right way, and it's the way that brings about peace and security and both great spiritual and even temporal blessings. So using our spiritual tools, our repentance, that's the most important thing of all. Repent. Give up sinning. Go to confession. Change your lives. We all need to change our lives for the better. That's what we need to do. So use these spiritual means. and await the time when God will change things for the better, however that will be, whenever that will be. And we have to have that total confidence in God. So often I see people putting their trust in human beings, in human systems, in human efforts, which are bound to fail. And I'm not saying we shouldn't be trying, but ultimately remember it's in God's hands. The breviary readings for yesterday, the Saturday after Ash Wednesday, were a commentary on that gospel where our Lord was watching from the shore, his apostles straining their oars against the wind. And this was the time that he did not come onto the boat. He was watching them from the shore. God is watching us right now. He sees us straining. He sees us suffering. He sees us sorrowing. And the commentary, I forget which doctor of the church it was, he says, but remember, he was looking with compassion from the shore, knowing that their efforts that they were making were useful and necessary, and he was supporting them by his grace. His assistance wasn't so much immediate and direct, immediately and right there among them, but from the shore he was helping them. So let us do our part. God will always do his, and ultimately our trust has to be in him. I also wanted to comment on the gospel for today because it's about fighting temptation. It's about repentance. What does it mean to repent? To be sorry enough where we won't do that sin again. And we make up for it with our own works of satisfaction. But let us take tremendous inspiration from the way our Lord dealt with the three temptations. It's interesting that even he, Almighty and the all-pure, all-sinless God, allowed himself to be tempted to the first degree of temptation, which means the suggestion was made. He allowed himself to be tempted that far. And we are all going to experience temptation, especially bad, sinful habits that may need to be conquered. That's the first step of temptation. The second step, which our Lord did not endure, because again, he couldn't and he wouldn't, but we certainly will endure as we start to feel that attraction to the forbidden thing. We're in danger. We're in danger of falling. Technically, it's not the sin yet. The sin comes at the third step where we consent, where we want the temptation, we give into it. So our Lord is teaching us by allowing himself to experience the first degree of temptation how to deal with it. And he uses the word of God, his own divinely inspired word. He Almighty God inspired these from the Old Testament to be written. So there we have it. When we get a temptation, it's good to have a verse of scripture, or it could be something from the teachings of the church or one of the sayings of the saints. Have it ready. And if we don't have it ready, then we could be compared to soldiers going into battle without armaments. Have it ready. Those verses of God's word, or as I said, could be writings of the saints, teachings of the church that say, that help us to answer the temptation with, no, I will not, and here's the reason why. The second thing that I find so striking about our Lord's lesson here is the immediacy in which he confronts temptation. There doesn't seem to be the least bit of delay or lag between the temptation and our Lord's response. It's immediate. Doesn't that teach us something? It's true to say that if we linger with temptation, we dilly-dally with temptation, we probably are going to fall for it. So our response has to be immediate. Don't play around with the temptation. Don't play with fire. You get burnt. I was listening to a self-help talk, and the woman that was giving the talk was trying to get people to change behaviors in their lives that hold them back. And it's all about motivating yourself to change. And you know how hard that is to make changes in our lives. And she said something that I haven't heard anywhere else. She talked about the 5-second rule. And basically, she was saying, when you think of that good thought, okay, I resolved on something, something I had planned to do, I need to change. He says, you got 5 seconds to do it. Because if you wait beyond 5 seconds, you probably will not do it. Why? Because she didn't use the word fall in human nature, but it certainly comes to mind. You know, we fall into the easier way, the way we're always used to doing something. So I think that lesson that she was talking about, making good changes in one's life, what's one of the most important changes we achieve in our lives is to conquer temptation. But notice that small sliver of opportunity. Doesn't mean you're going to fall after 5 seconds, but likely you will. Or likely you're not going to do what you need to do. I also like to think of that as the grace of the moment. God gives us the grace at that moment. And if we take our time, then we're probably going to squander that grace. So this is very, very powerful on a psychological level, but spiritually, I think it's also very powerful. When we need to do something, you could apply this even to things that are not necessarily sins. Like, let's say, praying the rosary. I need to pray my rosary today. And you start thinking about it. There's the fall. There's the downfall right there. We're thinking about it. And then it gets put off. But if you act on the moment, I have the time now, I do it. And we're building up that good habit. So let us take great inspiration from our Lord, who embarked on the 40 days of fasting, complete and total fast from all food. We couldn't do that, I'm sure. But he's setting the example for us of how to do penance. He who needed no penance at all still went and gave us the example. And he taught us how to use the tools of spiritual warfare. And he taught us so well how to say no to the devil. He had no fallen human nature, but we have to say it. We have to say that no to our fallen human nature. We have that example. Let us make that difference in our spiritual lives, especially as we go forward through this holy season of Lent. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.